Whoa! Wow, look at this. You know what this is? This is an antique armoire. Wow. It's French.
Armoire.
Armoire.
How much is this?
I was asking $250, but you got a nice face. Two even.
Huh. $200. You know, I've always wanted one of these things.
He gave you the nice face discount.
Yeah. All right, you guys go ahead.
What about the soup?
I'm getting an armoire, Jerry.
Pardon. Hello and welcome to The Place to Be, a Seinfeld podcast. I'm your host, Adam.
And I'm Eric.
On today's episode, we welcome Vince Malachi. Vince has appeared in a number of films and TV shows, including Tales from the Crypt, Child's Play 2, Pretty Little Liars, Shameless, Criminal Minds, and Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. But Seinfeld fans will always remember him for playing the furniture guy who gave Elaine the nice face discount in the classic season 7 episode, The Soup Nazi. And we're so glad you can join us today. Thank you for being with us, Vince.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Oh, well, the pleasure is all ours. We're excited to talk to you about this. So take us back to 1995. How did the role on Seinfeld first come about?
Oh, that was wild. I got a call from my manager. And she said, hey, you know, you have an audition on Thursday morning for Seinfeld. Now, if you get the role, you're going straight to wardrobe. I'm assuming they lost somebody. I don't know. Still don't know to this day. So I said, oh, OK, fine. So I get there a little bit early and casting director Mark, he was waiting at the top of the stairs for me, and he said, oh good, Vince, you're here, come on up. So I go up the stairs and he goes, okay, let's go over these scenes real quick. So we go over the scenes a couple times. He goes, perfect, now have a seat outside, would you? I said, okay, fine. So I'm sitting outside, and about 5 minutes later he comes out. He goes, hey Vince, can you come in here? So I go in the room, and there's Larry David. And he goes, Vince Malachi, this is Larry David. Larry David, Vince Malachi. We shake hands. And we did the scene. Larry David looks. He goes, great. And so Mark said, well, hang outside for a second, and I'll be with you. And he came out, and he said, can you go to wardrobe now? And I said, yeah, absolutely. So I went to wardrobe, and that was it. Yeah.
Wow. And was that the first time you auditioned for the show?
Yeah, for Seinfeld. Yeah. I mean, I auditioned for Larry later on for Curb really early, which was confusing because I didn't know what that show was. I had no idea. And nobody would kind of give me an answer, you know, because it was like, I just didn't know. And I didn't get it, which was fine. But yeah, so.
Do you remember the part you auditioned for Curb?
Yeah, it was a guy that sat in his chair. Somebody, see, that's why it was so confusing for me. It was a guy that was at, because this is what I was trying to get from my agent or casting or whatever. I really couldn't wrap my head around it because it was so different from a scripted show. You're sitting in Larry David's chair. And I said, okay, so is it, am I sitting in Larry David's chair, or am I sitting in a character that Larry David is playing? And it was like, Larry David's chair. I said, okay, yeah, but is it, I couldn't get the concept. I couldn't understand. And maybe that's me, you know. I'm not the you know, sharpest tool in the shed. I admit that. Yeah, so it was a guy that sat in his chair at a dinner party or something. I mean, I watched the episode because, you know, I like everything Seinfeld and Seinfeld related, but I can't remember the character name.
So speaking of Seinfeld, getting back to your scenes, so after you met with Larry and everything, can you take us through what it was like when you first got on the lot for your scene?
Oh, it was great. It was you know, and I'm not saying that because I'm talking to you guys. It was, you know, you always worry about working on your favorite show because you're like, oh man, I don't want to see how the sausage is made, you know, that sort of a thing. But, you know, I went to wardrobe and then I went to rehearsal and we rehearsed the scenes briefly and that was pretty much it. You know, we rehearsed them quickly, ran through them, I did two scenes and that was it for the day pretty much for me. I was wrapped for the day. I needed to come back the next day when we actually shot them. Now, the scenes I was in, it wasn't in front of the live audience, but when I was there, I got to hang out and watch the stuff that was recorded for the live audience, the rehearsal, which was kind of fun. And but yeah, so I went away, but and then the next day I came in and I shot my stuff.
Do you remember what scenes you watched during the rehearsals?
Yeah, I caught the scene that I caught was was when Julia comes in and it's that end scene where she comes in and or not the end scene, but when she comes in and she goes, hoo-ah, hoo-ah, you know, that. I remember she's like, what is this? Hoo-ah? And it's like, you know, scent of a woman. And they were like, scent of a woman. She goes, oh, okay. And it was like, and so they were just playing around with that. It was a great fun. But I was really impressed with her because not that I wasn't impressed with anybody else, but I remember, you know, because a lot of times when you come in and you know, you're not like top of the show guest star and stuff, you know, I came in there and the minute she saw me that second day, because we met the first day, the minute she saw me, she was like, oh, hey, Vince, which is, you know, I mean, that's rare when somebody's working with so many people. And, you know, Seinfeld, which was great, they hired so many people. I mean, it was just a bonanza for us guys out here. You know, that impressed me a lot.
So once you filmed your scenes, what was your experience like just working with Jerry, Julia, and Jason, both on camera and off?
It was great. You know, mainly I interacted with Larry the most because, you know, Andy directed it. So I had, you know, in between setups and stuff, I had a lot of downtime and whatnot. And I got to talking with Larry a bit and he was just super cool, super great to talk with. But I really didn't have much to talk with those guys about just because we were working on the scenes and that other stuff. Now, I did work with Michael later on because right after that, I worked on a movie called Unstrung Heroes with Michael. So we had a couple scenes in that. So I worked on a film with him more than I did on Seinfeld. Yeah.
Oh, what was it like working with Michael on that film?
It was great. I played a city inspector. Diane Keaton directed it. And I played like a city inspector. I had a bunch of scenes there. And, you know, he had to let me into this apartment and it kind of cracked me up because, you know, he has such a mastery of the physical comedy. And I remember the first time we rehearsed our first scene, he goes, you know, I want this to be very natural. Let's try and keep this. I'm thinking, man, if there's anybody that doesn't keep things very natural, it's you. You know. But I'm like, okay, that's cool. If it's cool with Diane, you know, it's cool with me. I just go along with the program. But he was great working with. Yeah, he's terrific. Like I said, everybody was terrific working with. But yeah, it's a great experience.
Did you get to watch Michael rehearse any of his stuff on Seinfeld?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact. Well, I mean, especially when I worked with him and Tom Barry, you know, when we with the armoire, watching the armoire and stuff. So yeah, I mean, he's a master at improv, this guy. I mean, he's like kind of second to none, really. I mean, he just comes up with stuff. Really, really talented, terrific guy.
So speaking of improvising, did you or any of the other actors improvise anything at all or make any suggestions to each other during rehearsals that made it into the episode?
I didn't. I stuck to the script, rather. I can't remember any improvisation on those scenes. There may have been, but I really can't. And, you know, yeah, but I was happy, you know. Years later, I ran into Tom Barry. Have you guys talked to Tom?
No, I would love to.
Do, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys should get in touch with Tom. Because, you know, he was on Cold Case, you know, for all those years. And I was just so happy, so proud of him, you know, getting, you know, scoring that great gig, because he was just the building manager. And I remember, you know, when we were shooting it, I said to him, I said, oh man, you know, because I watched the show. I said, boy, you've done a couple of these now. He goes, yeah, this is a this is a sweet gig. and then, you know, years later, I shot a Cold Case. I did a one day guest spot on that. And although he wasn't in my scenes, he shot the scene right after my last scene. And so we had a chance to catch up, and I said, dude, I just want to tell you how happy and how excited I am for your success. He said, oh, yeah, it's really great. Yeah, so really happy for him.
And speaking of guest stars, did you get to talk to our friend Larry Thomas at all?
No, I didn't. I stayed away. He was in character. I mean, when I saw him, I mean, what you see is what you get with that guy, man. Have you guys talked to him?
We did.
No, I mean during that rehearsal the whole time, I mean, he never stepped out of character when I walked, because I was sitting in the bleachers watching those guys go at it, and those other guys were having fun and just, like, you know, kicking back and whatnot, but he had that stone face going the whole time. He was right on the money. Yeah, no, I just watched.
And did you say you filmed your scenes back to back, or were they shot at different times?
They were shot at different times. So I had that downtime.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the in between time. So we shot the first scene earlier, and then we had a little bit time to, because, you know, we're moving to another area. We had a little bit of time, and that's when I was hanging out, and I, you know, ran into Larry, and we were talking a bit and whatnot. And then we had some more time, and I watched those guys rehearsing. And then lastly, right before I was released, I shot the stealing of the armoire, basically, or the, I'm a guy on a sidewalk.
And you mentioned you talked with Larry David. Do you remember, I know it was a long time ago, but do you remember what you guys talked about?
Just in general, you know, just in general about the show. I mean, not really. It was, you know, like I said, what was really nice is just the fact that he's just very cordial and very easygoing. And you could tell he really had a command on the set. But it's funny, you know, I've been really fortunate that I've worked, you know, a lot of different shows. And you can always tell a show because it reflects the leaders of that show. I did a guest spot on Judging Amy one time, and I will never forget how wonderful that experience was. I mean, I'm talking from, honestly, from casting to wardrobe to makeup. I mean, everybody was so kind, so nice, so, I mean, just top to bottom. And it comes from the producer, Joe Stern. I mean, just great people. And, you know, it was the same way. This, my experience, was the same way with with Larry and the Seinfeld crew. Everybody was so great. I mean, it was just such a great, great. I've had a couple other experiences that weren't so great. I mean, I was glad that, you know, I did my time and I got out of there. I kept my mouth shut and I got out of there. It wasn't my deal, but you know, it was a great experience. Yeah.
Did Larry or Jerry seem worried at all at any point during the filming? Because they actually mentioned on the DVDs that they weren't sure if this was going to be a good episode. So I was just curious if you noticed that at all.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
No, I had no idea. No, they were having fun. By the time I got there and I was watching, they were, like I said, the scene, you're obviously familiar with the episode, the scene where she's banging on the thing and she's going hoo-wah and all that stuff. I mean, by that time, they were loose and just having a blast, just laughing. And what is this? Hoo-wah, son of a woman. Hoo-wah. And, you know, and Julia with that great laugh of hers and a smile. And she's like, hoo-wah, hoo-wah, oh, hoo-wah. You know?
Well, the great thing about that scene, too, is that the hoo-ah was something that Jerry came up with on the spot. And Julia wasn't really sure if it would work because she had never seen the movie before. So she actually gives Jerry a lot of credit for that because it ended up getting a big laugh.
Oh, so that's why. Okay. I get it now. Okay.
Yeah. She had never seen Son of a Woman. And I don't think she hasn't until this day. So
that's why she was like that. Okay. Now I understand. So it all fits.
They should have had you waiting in line at the soup stand.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
That would have been funny. You leave a lane for it to go get some soup.
Right. Yeah. But it was so funny that show. I couldn't believe that, you know, I got cast on Seinfeld because at the time it was my favorite show. And it was the first time I went in on that. Like, you know, like a show like Shameless, I went in on that show 8 times before I finally bagged a guest star on that show. And in fact, I'd gone in on it 7 times, and on a 7th, I bagged a guest spot. And then on the final draft, they ended up cutting out my role entirely. So they called my agent and they said, well, he's out. But the next season, the casting director, John Levy, brought me in and he said, well, he said, I'll bring you in on this. I came in and I ended up getting it, but it took me 8 times. So it's great when you can bag something first time.
And even though you had a small part, this is arguably the most popular episode in the series. So what does that mean to you that you got to be a part of that?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it really is nice. It's an honor. I mean, for me, first of all, it's an honor being on the show. And I mean that with all sincerity. And secondly, being on one of the most famous episodes. I mean, I mention it to people and I go, yeah, I was on the Soup Nazi episode. And they're like, oh, wow. Or else they'll go, hey, I saw you on the Soup Nazi episode. And I go, yeah, yeah. And, you know, so, yeah, it's really cool. It's nice to be on a show that you love. I mean, most of the time we do shows that, you know, it's work, honestly. You get into acting because you love acting, but then it becomes a job at some point. But it's nice to actually do something that you kind of go, hey, I'm a fan of this. I love this.
And before we move on to our final segment, is there anything we didn't ask you or any other stories you'd like to share with us from your time on Seinfeld?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, I think we covered, you know, pretty much everything. I had a great time. I mean, I just, you know, I love my time on there. It was, you know, highlight of my career.
Yeah, and even though your scenes were quick, it's pretty cool that you got to work with 3 out of the main 4, you know?
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, it's like this. You know, I mean, the scenes were quick, but you know, I've done stuff that's way bigger, like top of the show stuff on other shows that I love. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. But I mean, to be on a show that you really love, and I mean, I literally watch it to this day. In fact, I got so irritated because I wanted to watch it and it left Hulu or something like that. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to buy it. And so I own two series digitally, Mad Men and Seinfeld. That's it. You know, because I don't want to be in a situation where I don't own, where I can't watch Seinfeld. Because, you know, I had this thing where every night, you know, I would watch Seinfeld at 10 o'clock and then set the timer on my TV set because it would be on at 10 o'clock, set the timer for a half hour to go off, and I would fall asleep at 10:30. Boom.
Anyway. The way to do it.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right, so before we let you go, we're just going to move on to our final segment. It's called This, That, and the Other. So basically, we just ask you a question, and the first thing that comes to mind, you let us know. So first question, what is your favorite film?
Rocky.
Can't go wrong with that one.
Nice. Favorite band or musician?
Bruce Springsteen.
Boss. Favorite story working on the set of a film or TV show?
Oh, that's easy. That's hands down. That's easy. I did Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, and it was a 1-day guest spot with Johnny Cash.
Oh,
yeah, it was beautiful. And I had two scenes, and they were both with Johnny, just me and Johnny. And the director introduced me in the morning to Johnny. And then his wife, June Carter, comes walking up. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. He goes, Vince, I want you to meet my wife, June Carter. And the look on his face, if you could have seen it, how much love was in his face when he introduced me to his wife, was just, I couldn't believe it, how much he loved this woman. It was so beautiful, the love that he had for her. There was that, and then we spent the day working on those two scenes. And then at the end of the day, we were like the last two to leave. And they, you know, with sets, a lot of times when you go really late, and the caterers have gone and craft services is done, they'll send out for like In and Out or, you know, burgers or whatever. And my friend had asked me, hey, could you get me Johnny Cash's autograph? And my friend Seth, he said, hey, can you get me Johnny's autograph? So I got a CD and I took it in and I said to Johnny earlier in the day, I said, hey, Johnny, I said, you know, before we leave, would you mind giving my friend Seth your autograph? And he said, oh, sure. Just remind me. So it's late and we're at the craft services table and there's a bunch of In-N-Out burgers. And Johnny grabs an In-N-Out burger. He takes a bite and he goes, oh, I love these things. And and I said, oh, yeah, they're good. And he goes, hey, Vince, he said, by the way, didn't you have an autograph you wanted me to sign for you? And I said, oh, yeah. And I gave him the CD. He signed it. I mean, what a great guy. I mean, hits all the marks there. And that was like one of the best days I've ever had on set. I mean, an icon. And yeah, it was great.
Oh, it's an incredible story. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Who was your biggest influence growing up? Was there like a performer or a performance or a movie you watched that you knew you wanted to become an actor?
Yeah, it's funny because I ended up working with him too. When, you know, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and actually right outside of Pittsburgh in a small town called McKeesport, named McKeesport. And it's a mill town where the mills are gone. And by the time I graduated, they were laying everybody off and stuff. And I worked as a janitor instead at a hospital. I had no direction in life. And so I was working as a janitor, and I went and saw a movie one night, and it was Injustice for All. And I left, I was so inspired by this movie, watching Pacino and Jeffrey Tambor, these two actors. I thought, you know what? Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I'll become an actor. And so the next day, I gave my 2-week notice at the hospital that I was a janitor at. And I started, you know, doing community theater and taking classes at this community college, and worked my way up. And anyway, ended up going to Penn State and went to American Conservatory Theater. I worked my way up. And I ended up in Los Angeles. And so I get cast in Article 99 that Howie Deutsch directed. And the first night they flew us into Kansas City, and the first night that I was there, I'm sitting across the table at this dinner that they had for all of us from Jeffrey Tambor. And we get to talking, and I said, you know, in an odd way, you're kind of the reason why I'm here. And he said, I don't understand. I said, well, and I told him the story. And he looked at me and he goes, oh, well, you never know who you touch. So Jeffrey Tambor and Al Pacino, they inspired me to become an actor, and that was it.
Wow.
Have you had any interesting Seinfeld fan encounters over the years?
Yeah, I there was one recently. I I was in Child's Play 2, and I had this death in there, and I recently found out that it's like the third most popular death in Chucky Land, and he kills me in Child's Play 2. And I had no idea. My friend looked it up, and this promoter got in touch with me, and he says, hey, would you want to do a signing for Child's Play? And I was like, why would anybody want my signature? And he's like, you have no idea. He goes, Child's Play is huge right now. So I was like, oh, okay, fine. And he said, I'll, you know, fly you in and all this stuff like that. So he took care of everything. So, and I go to do the signing, and I sit down, and I got this handler next to me who takes care of everything, and I'm getting ready to sign for Child's Play 2. And a guy comes up to the table, and he has a stack of papers, and he says to me, I'm not here for Child's Play. He said, I want to get your signature for Seinfeld. Could you sign 2 even? I give you the nice face discount, you know, the line, and sign your name. And I'm like, okay. And he said, well, it's not for me. He goes, it's for this guy. And he collects all the Seinfeld signatures. See, I'll show you. And he pulls out his phone, and he shows me this picture of all these signatures on these scripts that are signed by all the actors from Seinfeld, or a lot of the actors from Seinfeld. I don't think you got everybody. And he said, how much would it be? And, you know, my handler told him. And he's like, okay, fine. And I signed the signatures for him. It's like, okay, great. So if I ever do that signing again, I'm going to bring 8x10s of my time on Seinfeld and say, okay, here we go.
Wow, that's so funny. We got to track that guy down and get him on the podcast.
Yeah, if I knew who he was, I'd hook you up with him, but I have no idea who he was.
And you know, there's an interesting connection between Seinfeld and Child's Play 2, because Jerry actually has a VHS of that movie on his shelf.
You're right. He does. He does. You know,
it's funny.
I noticed that.
And final thing, favorite moment of your career?
I'd probably say that the day I got my union card. Yeah. I mean, I know that's not an acting job, but, you know, to become a SAG actor, a professional actor, you know, that meant the world. That meant legitimacy to me. You know, I mean, who would have thought a kid from McKeesport could have ever worked his way up to become a Screen Actors Guild member in Los Angeles?
Wow, that's great. Well, Vince, thank you so much for doing this. This was a lot of fun. We appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Vince. This was great. And thank you for all your stories.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay. You too.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email us at theplacetobeseinfeld@gmail.com. You can also find our show on Facebook at The Place to Be, a Seinfeld podcast, Twitter at TPTBSeinfeld, and Instagram at theplacetobe.podcast. You can find our show on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like, please rate and review. It really helps us out. Until next time, be sure to hang up your pants for the perfect crease.
What do you mean I can't bring it in here? I live here.
It's Sunday, Elaine. There's no moving on Sunday. That's the rule.
But I didn't know, Tom. Can't you just make an exception, please? I've got a nice face.
Tomorrow. Okay, you move it in tomorrow. I'll even give you a hand, all right?
Oh. Well, you're just going to have to hold this for me.
I'm a guy on the sidewalk. I don't have a layaway.
Oh, no. Please don't go. Please don't walk away.